Sighs of Sorrow.
Great leaders, righteous ones or wise ones, ambitious ones, they all had their supporters and helpers who assisted them in achieving their goals and reaching their ideals. The Holy Quran concerning Isa Masih alayhi salam, Jesus Christ says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. O believers, be the helpers of God. كَمَا قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَرِيِّينَ As Jesus Christ said to the disciples, مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Who are those helpers for me in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Allah? قَالَ الْحَوَرِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ Hawariyun and the disciples said that we are those helpers. Imam Ali also, alayhi salam, says, لَوْلَا حُضُورُ الْحَاضِرِ وَقِيَامِ الْحُجَّةِ وَوُجُودِ النَّاصِرِ If it was not or had it not been for the sake of people who are gathered around me today here, and that they claim that they are supporting me and they are my helpers, I would reject the caliphate and leave it aside. But this is the duty of a person who has supporters, and the duty of an alim not to remain silent against oppression and when he sees people are oppressed. One of the best ways to know a person is through his companions, his supporters, and those who assist him. If they are the righteous people and good people, you can realize that that person himself is also good. If not, then that person can be also a wrong person. Ayatollah Mutahhari says a very beautiful thing. He says, by looking and studying the life of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, like Abu Dharr, that prophet said about him, مَا أَذَلَّتِ الْغَبْرَاءُ عَلَى ذِي لَهْجَةٍ أَصْدَقْ مِنْ أَبِي ذَرْ Or like Salman Farsi, that prophet said about him, As-Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt. Or Miqdad, or Ammar Yasir, that prophet mentioned to him, Ammar, a very transgressor and oppressor group will be killing you. By comparing these companions of Imam Ali with those who were around Muawiyah, like Amr As and Walid ibn Uqba, who was drunk, and in the morning while he was drunk, he performed Salat al-Jama'at, 4 rakats in the morning, and many others who were around him. We can know Ali ibn Abi Talib and we can know Muawiyah. Now, it's important that we study the life and history of those who were around Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and those who were in the opposite army and fought Imam Hussein.
The narrator says, when Hussein alayhi salam saw the slain bodies of his companions, he readied his own self for fighting with the enemy. He cried,
هل من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله هل من موحد يخاف الله فينا هل من مغيث يرجو الله في إغاثتنا هل من معين يرجو ما عند الله في إعانتنا؟
Is there anyone who will fight in defense of the family of the Prophet of Allah? Is there anybody who knows Allah and fears Him regarding our rights? Is there any rescuer to help us for the sake of Allah's mercy? Is there any helper who would help us seeking what reward is with Allah? At this time, that at the moment Zainab, sister of Imam, brought the baby to him and said, This child of yours has not had water for the last 3 days. Please call for water for quenching his thirst. Imam alayhi salam took the child in his arms and exclaimed,
Ya qawm, qad qataltum shi'ani wa ahla baytikum, wa qad baghiya hayyam wa smuyatan yabhara haqasha, fasquhu shurbatan wa ya
O people, you killed our companions, friends, and my household. And now only this infant has remained, which is wailing for water. Give him a little water for quenching his thirst. While Imam was uttering these words, a man from the enemy shot an arrow which pierced the infant's neck. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam became extremely thirsty. He rode a horse and intended to reach the Euphrates River. This was so when his brother Abbas stood before him. The army of Umar ibn Sa'd blocked their way. A man from Bani Daram shot an arrow towards Hussein alayhi salam, which hit the Imam below his chin. Imam placed his hands below the wound, and when both his hands got filled with blood, he flung it upwards and exclaimed, My Lord, I complain to you about what has been and what is being meted out to the son of the daughter of your prophet. Then they separated Abbas from Hussein alayhi salam and encircled him and killed him. May his soul be sanctified. Hussein alayhi salam wept very much over his birth. The narrator says, Then Hussein alayhi salam challenged the enemy to come and fight with him. Then whoever came forward to confront him constantly went to hell by Hussein's hand. This continued until he killed many men of the enemy. He said, Martyrdom is better than acceptance of disgrace, and humiliation is better than burning in fire. One of the narrators says, By Allah, I have never seen a man who, having lost his family members and companions, and bearing the sorrow of all calamities, yet exhibits so much courage and bravery on the battlefield. Consequently, the enemy launches a collective attack on him. He attacks all of them, as a consequence of which they flee from him like a flock of goats flee from a wolf. Sometimes he attacks the dispersed army of 30,000 and humbles them, scattering them like locusts. Then the Imam returns to his place and says,
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-'aliyyil 'azhim.
Then Imam alayhi salam halted for a moment to take rest when his throne by the enemy hit his forehead. Imam tucked up his shirt to prevent the flow of blood from his head when a poisoned trident arrow pierced his blessed chest. Imam alayhi salam said,
Bismillah wa bi'ma'ala wa
In the name of Allah, and by Allah, and upon the religion of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Now, let's study the characteristics and specifications of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and compare with those who were in the opposite army and fought Imam Hussein alayhi salam. To begin with, they were people who believed firmly and wholeheartedly in God in the Day of Judgment. As Imam Ali concerning the pious people says, that هُمْ وَالْجَنَّةُ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا فَهُمْ فِيهَا مُنَعَمُونَ وَهُمْ وَالنَّارُ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا فَهُمْ فِيهَا مُعَذَّبُونَ. They could see in front of them the paradise. The next day, they are entering the Jannat of their Lord, the paradise of their Lord, the heaven of their Lord. And they were enjoying from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the enemies are entering the fire and they are going to be punished. In the opposite army, you find the leader of the army, Umar al-Sa'd, who had doubt even about Ma'ad. يَقُولُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ جَنَّةٍ. This is the poem related to him. They say, people say, that God has created paradise. It shows that he did not have firm faith in God and in the Day of Judgment. The other difference is that those who were around Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they knew what they were doing, and their movement was with absolute knowledge and knowing the real intentions that they had. حَمَلُوا بَصَائِرَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَسْيَافِهِمْ, it is said about them. While the other group, they did not know really for what they were fighting for. And of course, majority of them, under the fear of threat of Yazid and the army of Yazid, they participated in this war. The second difference is that these people, they were people of sacrifice and devotion. Imam Hussein allowed them to live, but they said no way that they would abandon him and leave him alone. They would remain there till they die and they give their lives. They were fighting for the sake of Allah. They were fighting, the other side was fighting for the sake of the world. Umar al-Sa'd was fighting to achieve the rule of Ray and Iran. Shurayh Ghazi was promised money and power that he issued that verdict against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And they were people of dignity and honor, while the other side, they were people, mean ones, that they even did not have a slight traces of faith and dignity and honor in their life.
Then he raised his blessed head towards the sky and said, O Allah, you do know these people are killing a man who is the only son of the daughter of your messenger on the surface of the earth. Then he fetched out the arrow from his head and blood gushed through the wound like a drain pipe, depriving the Imam of his battling strength. Every flow from the enemy camp would approach the wounded Imam, turned back, fearing that he would have to meet Allah as a partner in the killing of Imam. Then a man from Kendeh named Malik ibn Nos, may Allah's curse be upon him, came and uttered bad words to the Imam and hit the Imam's blessed head with a sword, which cut the top of the helmet reaching the skull. The helmet overflowed with the holy blood. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam called for a robe and bound his head with it, put a helmet on his head and fastened his turban over it. Shemr cried out to his soldiers, what are you waiting for? Thereafter, they attacked the Imam from every side. Zarat ibn Sharik, curse of Allah be on him, inflicted a wound on the left shoulder of Umar. The Imam also gave him a blow, killing him. Another fellow striked his sword on the back of Imam, which caused Husayn alayhi salam to fall down on earth headlong. After this, he sat up with much difficulty and again fell on the earth and rose up and walked. Sanan ibn Anas, curse of God be on him, inflicted a wound with his spear on the cavity of Imam's pharynx and then pierced his spear in the chest. Thereafter, Sanan shot an arrow which pierced the Imam's neck. He fell again and then sat up and pulled out the arrow from his blessed neck. But thereafter, he got the lower part of his neck with both of his palms, which were filled with his holy blood. He colored his head and beard with it and said, I am going to my Lord with such a hair dye while my rights have been violated. Umar ibn Sa'd told a man who was on his right, Woe unto you! Come down and relieve Husayn! Huli ibn Yazid Asbahi went forward to cut off the head of Husayn, but began to tremble. Sanan ibn Anas, may he be cursed by Allah, came down and struck his sword on the holy throat, saying, By Allah, I am cutting your neck despite knowing that you are the son of Allah's prophet and the best offspring from the viewpoint of parents. Then he cut off the holy head. The narrator says, After the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, a severe storm blew and the sky was covered by red colors, making everything invisible. And people feared that the divine wrath had descended. So they paused for hours until the storm passed away. The narrator says, Jariyeh and one slave girl came out from the direction of the holy Imam's tent. A man told her, Oh, the slave girl of Allah, your master has achieved martyrdom. The girl said, I rushed towards the respected ladies and the womenfolk while screaming. The chaste and veiled womenfolk stood up, cried and wailed. She said, The enemies took precedence over one another in looting the tents of Hazrat Muhammad's household and the dear ones of Fatima alayhi salam. They went to such extremes that they pulled off any cover or bedsheet from their shoulders. The Prophet's daughters rushed out screaming and wailing due to their separation from their defenders and dear ones. The narrator reports, Thereafter, they drove out the honorable ladies from their tents bareheaded and barefoot, arrested them and put their tents on fire. The ladies said, For Allah's sake, take us to the spot of slaughter. When the ladies saw the martyrs, they cried and slapped their faces.
Now let's see and study the life of some of the companions of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein's supporters and helpers and Ansar, they were a free group people. Those who assisted him and his goals and ideals before the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and before the day of Ashura. Like Muslim ibn Aqil, that Imam Hussein first sent him to Kufa and wrote to the people of Kufa that Muslim is my brother and he is my cousin and he's the one that I trust him very much. And he is also one of the members of Ahlul Bayt. He came to Kufa, and when Ibn Ziyad arrested him and told him that he went to Kufa to create corruption, division, and separation amongst people, he said to Ibn Ziyad, "Ma li hadha ataytu? It was not for that I came here. Walakinakum أظهرتم المنكر ودفنتم المعروف. You brought to the society what is wrong and you buried what is right. وتأمرتم على الناس بغير رضا. And you started to rule upon the people without their consent. وحملتموهم على غير ما أمركم الله به. You started to force people to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order. وَعَمِلْتُمْ بَعْمَالِ كَسْرَ وَقِيسَرَ. You performed what the kings in Persia and Rome were doing. فَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ. But we came here لِنَأْمُرَ فِيهِمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, to enjoin them to do good things, and نَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid them from wrongdoings. وَنَدْعُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ حُكْمِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, and call them to follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالسُنَّةِ, and the way of life of Rasulullah. And قَتَلْتَنِي, then he said, if you kill me, a lot of people before me who were worse than you killed those who were better than me. Hani ibn Urwa is another one, Abdullah ibn Yaqtul is another one. And now let's study the life of those who, people who lost their lives on the day of Ashura with so much devotion and love for Imam Hussein and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Habib ibn Madahir, Muslim ibn Awsaja, Hani ibn Urwa, and Abbas ibn Abi Talib, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Ali Akbar and Qasim. This small boy, 13 years of age, when Imam Hussein asked him, how do you find death? He said, أحلى من الأسل, sweeter than honey, if it is for your sake and it is for the sake of Allah. Or other even children at that time that Imam Hussein stopped them and said, take them back to the tents. Maybe their mother are not ready to sacrifice their lives. And the child was shouting and crying and saying to Imam Hussein, this is my mother who has sent me to lose my life. And when the head of that child is sent to the mother, throws that head to the enemy and says, what we have given for the sake of Allah, we do not want it back. These are the companions of Imam Hussein. And look at those people, the other side, what they have done. How brutally they killed the children. They deprived them from even drinking water. They did not have a very slight sense of honor and dignity.
And he himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, and it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss. Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret and die.